from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Trading on a barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude oil opened at just over $69 a barrel today. Just over a week ago, WTI was trading at over $80 a barrel. So why are prices dropping? Is it seasonal, a combination of other factors? State Representative Greg Nybert of Chaves County and an oil and gas attorney explains.
Well, I don't know if they're panicking or whether they're just trying to factor in what Jerome Powell said today about monetary policy, whether it's just part of the overall market decline, whether it's reports that this strain of virus that's being detected some places in the world markets generally, that being the stock market as well as the oil markets, have responded in a negative fashion.
Trading on a barrel of crude oil opened up on Tuesday at $67.84. Carlsbad Municipal Schools now have a drive-through COVID-19 testing site for students and staff. The testing will be open from 6:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday in the parking lot of Edison Elementary School at 406 North Alameda in Carlsbad. COVID-19 testing is also available on the campus of New Mexico State University at Carlsbad. This will be a self-administered shallow nasal test in room 150. Testing is available Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and Thursdays from 12 noon to 2 p.m. The city of Lovington is one step closer to naming a new city manager. There are eight candidates in running for the job. Mayor David Trujillo elaborates.
It'll be December 6th. We'll be reviewing the application of all eight. Narrow down to three plus an alternative, run a background check on all four, and then go to the next level.
The city hopes to have the new city manager in place no later than January 15th. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.